105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
Nearly 4,000 people braved the heavy showers yesterday afternoon to enjoy the 21st feast day as part of a six-day event held on the recreation ground in the village of Great Shelford. Over the years, The Bunch, the name given to the organising group, have made over £215,000 to donate to local causes, and they were determined to push through the £250,000 mark by holding this event again this year. Cambridge 105's Phil Rowe went down there as the sun came out again, and he spoke to Andrew Heather.
Chairman of The Bunch in front of me is Andrew Heather. He's not too drowning underfoot with mud, actually. Actually, the turf has stayed up pretty well today, given the weather.
Yes, we were watching the weather forecast almost hour by hour, perhaps becoming a little too obsessed with it during the week. On Wednesday night, we met to talk about our wet weather action plan and whether to use the car park, but that would make for a much smaller event, so we really hoped the weather forecast was right. And this morning, we had torrential showers, but this afternoon it's dried up and we've had a really lovely afternoon.
Andrew, how long have you been chairman of The Bunch?
This is the end of my first year. I took over as chairman immediately after the last Shelford Feast last year, so I've done a whole year of it now.
And are you elected to the role?
Yes, I was elected to the role, although I can't say there was a huge amount of opposition to my standing as chairman this time.
10 steps back from everyone else and you were sort of left standing still, so you got the job again. Are you going to stand for it next year?
Yes, it's a three-year post, so I have to sort of make a really good excuse not to do it if I want to move out. But I joined The Bunch about 7 years ago. I moved to Shelford and came along to the feast, as everyone had told me, to come and visit it. And I was just bowled over by the scale of the event that's put on by people as a hobby, really, in their spare time. And I thought this is a really great central piece of the summer in the community, and I want to be involved. So,
and it's growing year on year, I guess. How many members of the public do you think you've had through the doors today?
I don't know how many are here. In a busy year, we probably have 3,000 or 4,000 people through the door. We've had, I think, our busiest week this year, with every evening event being really busy, so we're absolutely delighted.
Some people turned away from the door last night, I heard, for the 80s night. There's 700 in the marquee, and you couldn't actually hold them all.
We reached a point where we thought it was safer to say that from now on, ticket holders only, so we didn't sell any more tickets on the door. 700 was the largest number we've had in the marquee, and although I think the tent would hold more people, we wanted to be comfortable that we could securely look after everyone who was here, so we decided not to sell any more tickets on the door. First time I think we've had to do that.
It's not a bad thing, I suppose. You never want to turn people away, but it's nice to know how successful it has been. And it's a bigger marquee anyway than it used to be, and it still isn't quite big enough.
Yes, indeed. The marquee is now 55 metres long, and so it's as big as anyone's garden, and it's really quite something to see the tent full of people dancing and having a really nice time.
New features this year, like the model railway. That's the first time you've had something like that. And, of course, we can hear right now the kind of samba event going along in the arena as well. Lots of noise from young children as well as adults alike.
They look as if they're having an absolute whale of a time. They're playing a range of instruments made out of rubbish, like shopping trolleys and big plastic barrels and all sorts of odds and ends and bits of pipe and things, and making a tremendous racket. And I look as if they're really enjoying themselves.
Planning ahead for next year, the October before, we will know exactly how much profit you've made this year and exactly how you're going to split the money across the village to various different local causes. So outside the village, any charities further afield that might benefit?
I'm not too sure off the top of my head. It takes us a few days to work out exactly where we are financially. We obviously will know how much money we've taken on door, but it takes a while for all the bills to be added up and just make sure that we really understand exactly what we're going to be charged for and what we're not. So we're planning a really big new disbursement event this year in November. So on the 11th of November, we're planning a big event in the village hall. Rather than having a small event for the clubs and societies, we want a big exhibition of everything that benefits from the feast, so people can come along and make a real community event of it.
Andrew, thanks very much for talking to Cambridge 105 this afternoon. Andrew Heather there, chairman of The Bunch at the Shelford Feast 2014.
And that was Phil Rowe reporting. Well done to all concerned on that one. One event that we have which was to have taken place tonight and has been postponed, and that's the King Street Alliance. Further details, no doubt, from the team there when the date has been rearranged. Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. That's Katy Perry and Roar, on the subject of which the Cambridge Roar is a new event that starts on Wednesday. It's being held at the Cambridge Quiet Mill Hotel and Spa. And Tony Murdoch, who's helped put it all together, is here to tell us more. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. So tell me, how did this all start?
It's a concept that I've been working on with the Prince's Trust for several years, trying to put on a unique series of marquee festival style events, all being each event being completely different, to raise as many funds as we possibly can for a very worthwhile cause.
Now, well, why the Prince's Trust? What's your association with them?
Just literally working with them for several years trying to do this. I'm passionate in what they do. I think it's a very worthwhile cause, helping young people trying to get back into work and society after a very poor upbringing, or getting themselves in difficulties with the police, drugs, alcohol abuse, and I think it's a very worthwhile cause.
And of course you have a built-in venue really to do it at. Already at the hotel out at Quiet. It's hardly difficult to get to, just hop off the A14 and there you are, really.
Yeah, very easy access. But no, it's got a very large field at the back, and I started there the end of September last year, found a nice big field at the back of it, which was just crying out for this to be re-energised.
Did that spur you on, really? The thing, here I am, I get this hotel to run, and I can use all this space to do something else for worthwhile cause.
I contacted the Prince's Trust and said, I found a field at last, and they were delighted, and we put our plans into action straight away.
Great. So what sort of things is the field going to be used for?
We have a couple of events in the hotel. We start off on Wednesday with lunch with No Bag. And then we have our first event in the marquee on Thursday, which is a business-to-business exhibition. We have 30 stands booked in at the moment, still taking inquiries. And then we have our 80s concert on Saturday night, with original acts coming in. Sunita Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
Ah, hence the reason why you asked me to sneak I should have forgiven and actually played Sunita, really. Didn't actually realise she's still performing, actually.
No, she is. She just released a new single, so it's very timely for us. She's going to perform a new single with us. We have Owen Paul coming, Imagination.
Oh, my favourite waste of time. Wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. And then Tight Fit, famous and very apt.
Fantasy Island.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And then we have a grand wedding fair on Sunday to finish the marquee. We also have another event in the hotel, a sporting dinner.
So I think you've got one of the stars or the entrants. I never know, contestants, I never know what to call them. People who appear on The Apprentice. How does one describe them unless they win?
Yes, runner-up.
Runner-up, yeah. Okay.
Helena Spite is joining us for the business exhibition. She's going to hold a seminar at 2 o'clock on Thursday, talking about developing young people. And she is one of the Prince's Trust ambassadors, so it's very kind of her to come along, and we're very honoured to have her.
So how many people for an event like this, how many does the hotel hold, and also the field as well?
The marquee, we're hoping to have 400 people at the 80s concert. Who knows who we get through for the business exhibition. It's always a bit of a difficult one to guess. The hotel, we've got 80 people for the lunch and 80 people for the dinner. So very intimate, and very nice. We're just, as I say, trying to auction and raise as many funds as we possibly can.
How much do you think you might be able to arrange for an event like this?
We're hoping to raise £10,000 this year, with plans already in place.
Just from this event or from other things as well?
Just from this event. Right. And then obviously putting plans in place to make 2015 even better for them.
And that sounds pretty good. So how long has it been in the planning for? You say you arrived at the hotel last year, but I get the sense that you've had something like this in the back of your mind for quite a while.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, and I've spoken to the Prince's Trust on numerous occasions trying to get it going. And then we really put plans into place the start of January this year, when we got approval from the Munro Group, who own the Quiet Mill Hotel, and Prince's Trust, that they were happy for to go ahead.
And then everything else moved along from there,
very swiftly, yes.
How many people did you have working on this with you? Do you sort of gently persuade hotel staff? Yeah, I've got a few moments spare.
No,
can you go
and
do this?
Just myself at the moment.
Really?
I'm starting to rope them in now as we're in the roar week. But no, it's been myself. I've used a couple of people to do bits and pieces of sales for me. My sales manager, Quay Mill, has helped. But no, it's been a one-man show at the moment.
That's pretty good going, actually. I'm quite impressed with all of that. It must be very, very difficult. Presumably, in between, you've got to do all the regular stuff as well.
So it's like a mundane day job.
Rather elaborate hobby, by the sounds of things.
This is the evening job.
Yeah. Well, where were you before you came to Quay?
I was over in Letchworth Hall in Hertfordshire.
Right.
Before that, Scotland. And then originally from Belfast.
Right. Have you spent all of your career in the hotel hospitality trade?
Yeah. This is what 20th year now.
Oh, really? Okay. And how do they all compare? I guess one venue, there's a certain essence of things which remain the same wherever you are, but every individual hotel must have its own characteristics.
Everything's completely different. I suppose, as you say, the essence is there, but the size and scale of hotels varies. Quay Mill is very much of the quality and focusing on bringing the best produce in and selling it out the best way we possibly can. And it's not always about offers and deals. It's about promoting what we have as a fantastic venue. And people who haven't necessarily been there for many a year will certainly see the difference in the investment that's been made. And hopefully something like this will attract a lot more people to Quay Mill.
Yes, and that's the thing, isn't it? Because the Quay Mill Hotel, it's not in the centre of Cambridge. It's not in the centre of Newmarket either. Is it one of these hotels where you don't get too much passing trade, but pick people up, a lot of people up perhaps, who are attending other things in either of the towns or cities around it?
We've got a very strong corporate base for businessmen during the week. We do a lot for conferencing. A lovely venue, lovely look from your conference room whenever you're getting maybe a bit bored listening to
the speaker. I've been to a conference there, so I can vouch for that. Yeah.
And then the leisure market weddings at the weekend. But unfortunately, some people think that crossing over the A14 from Cambridge is going away out into the sticks. So
you think that's really true? Yeah, this is quite interesting.
We're trying to educate people.
You need signage or something up to let people know.
We're only 4 miles from the city centre.
It's quite interesting because in the city, we're gaining a few hotels. There's the Travel Lodge, which is a slightly different market, I guess, but still attracting the traveller. You've got the Travel Lodge as another one, which is going up opposite. I'm trying to remember what brand of hotel it is. It won't give them any publicity anyway. You get a couple more. Is there a shortage of beds, as it were, for the hotel trade in and around Cambridge?
I believe so. I think the Cambridge marketplace is very buoyant at the moment, and whether it always has been, I'm new to the area relatively. But I just find that having so much free parking is certainly an attraction to anybody who wishes to stay around Cambridge. £26-25 for a car park. Surely the slightly cheaper room just outside the city is worthwhile.
Yes, I guess so, really. I'm just trying to think of how that compares to prices for the Grand Arcade, which I don't know if you know, having been here for not too long. It's actually, I think it's still cheaper to park your car. I'm not going to encourage this, but there's it's slightly cheaper to park your car illegally by about like 20 or 40 pence on a Saturday afternoon than it is to spend all day in the Grand Arcade car park. We're not encouraging that. We're just, you know, point of record as much as anything else. So plenty of car park. For Saturday when people come for that 80s event and during the week as well. How do people get to hear about Cambridge Raw and the various events going on?
They can visit our website to buy tickets, www.cambridgeroar.co.uk. Or they can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Cambridge Roar.
And I noticed there's a couple of events which have already sold out. So
yeah, we're delighted. Our sporting dinner on Thursday night has sold out, which is excellent. We only have a few seats remaining for the ladies' lunch. And again, the business-to-business exhibition stands are selling fast, so I've only got a handful of those left, which is excellent. We're very pleased.
That's very good. Well done. And I hope that you do raise, and by the sounds, I think you're well on target to raise the money you're hoping for.
Thank
Tony, thank you very much. That's Tony Murdoch, who's been here to talk about Cambridge Raw.